We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's time to check on those birthdays here on this Sunday, February 25th. And we're going to start out with Mr. Ralph Stanley. He turns 89 years old today.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days.
Now, if you've seen Old Brother, Where Art Thou, you know that song, and I love the version in that movie. Holy cow. But old Ralph Stanley got the original version there. Turning 79 today, CBS legend Bob Schieffer.
We're so overloaded from information with so many different sources that it's hard to separate the wheat from the chaff.
So are we better off because we have so much more information today?
Right now, we're simply overwhelmed by it.
From Little House on the Prairie, Karen Grassley is 74. She also played in the movie Wyatt Earp.
I don't expect you'll remember me.
I know perfectly well who you are, young man. Your grandmother told me you were coming back to Lamar.
Yes, ma'am. I'm reading the law with Judge Earp.
Are those flowers for me?
Well, if you'd like them, then yes, they are.
No, thanks.
Yeah, get him out of here. All you wrestling fans, remember this guy, Mr. Ric Flair. He's 69.
The world heavyweight champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
First of all, I'll start the day off by telling you, it is Rolex time, Tony Blanchard. So don't be bringing on one of those Mickey Mouse watches.
Carrot Top. A lot of people think he's funny. He's 49.
How about this? It's a slipper with a bumper in the front of it so you don't stub your toe and stuff when you walk around the house.
Now, that's a great idea, a slipper with a bumper on the front. Now, I have seen where they are coming up with, like, lights in your slippers so you can find them, and so you don't run into things as much. It kind of lights your way. I think Carrot Top's onto something there. Also celebrating today, number 44, Rashida Jones.
Who's hosting? Did you find a celebrity?
I wanted to talk to you about that, you see, because, I'm kind of a celebrity.
You? No. Kermit, listen. I will not air the show unless you find a real celebrity host. I will rerun Benson if I have to.
Oh, man, that's low. Not really. Benson was actually a pretty good show. Anyway, happy birthday to those folks. Happy birthday to you if today is your birthday, this February 25th. Have the best birthday ever. On this day in entertainment history, let's go back to 1957. Remember this hit?
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna...
Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the original version, their first and only number one hit, again from 1957.
I heard of loving all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby.
And 6 years later, 1963, VJ Records released the first Beatles record in the U.S. It was this one. Please, Please Me was backed with Ask Me Why, and at the time, the single went unnoticed by the record-buying public. Was not a big hit. Boy, it sure is fun to hear today, though, isn't it? On this date in 1983, Tennessee Williams was found dead in his New York hotel suite. He passed away at the age of 71. In 1992, Natalie Cole won 7 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year for...
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable. Though near or far.
Album of the year in 1992, also winning Grammys that year, the great Bonnie Raitt and R.E.M. Some great music there. And in 1998, Bob Dylan won his first Best Album Grammy for Time Out of Mind. That was his 42nd album, and he won his first Best Album Grammy. Some of the things that happened on this date in entertainment history. Elsewhere in history, this is the anniversary of President George Washington's first cabinet meeting, held in 1793, and the 16th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified in 1913. Of course, that gives Congress the power to levy and collect income taxes. And Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, beat Sonny Liston in Miami Beach to become the world heavyweight champion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.